Episode 3343, Roll Up Your Sleeves.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready? Come on, spring is officially here. It has arrived. So you know what? We got to do some spring cleaning today. We do. It's time to roll up your sleeves. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Okay, I have a couple exciting things happening. Number one, well, there's really more than a couple, but I'm only going to give you a couple right now because your mind's just going to be flooded with everything, and we need to get to what really is inspiring your heart to beat today. Karen Kingsbury, have you heard of her? She's a number one New York Times bestselling author. She's absolutely incredible woman, both inside and out, and she has a brand new movie that she has actually produced, and you got to go see it. I have had the privilege of watching it as the premiere, and it's incredible. It's called Someone Like You. You can go actually buy your tickets right now. They're going to be in the theaters. Yes, the traditional theaters. Yes, I gave you air quotes there. The traditional theaters for 10 days. And so go get your tickets early. We've got to support some incredible movies that are coming out. SomeoneLikeYou.movie. Go watch the trailer. It is one of those that you think you're going to know where it's headed. But let me tell you, oh no, it only gets better. You have no idea the twist and turns that it takes you on. This is truly a romantic classic in the making. I love it. I'm going to see it and I'm going to support it. So I'm encouraging you to do the same. Okay. And also, if you haven't noticed, spring has sprung. Yes, it's official. But does it look like that outside? Well, regardless of what's happening in your life, I want you to feel it on the inside. And so some of the things we take for granted, we need to be doing from the inside out. And so I want to encourage you today to roll up your sleeves. Because let me ask you this. Are you tired of constantly pushing tasks to the back burner? Overwhelmed by the mountain of work staring you in the face? I mean, like seriously, you got to stop procrastinating, right? Spring has sprung. It's time to roll up your sleeves. You got to tackle what needs to be done now. Create your now. In other words, as Karen Lamb says, a best-selling author, a year from now, you may wish you had started today. Today is your day. Tomorrow will never come because tomorrow becomes today. We can dive deep into that, but I know it's a Thursday. I know you're sitting here going, yeah, Christiane, my mind is just kind of blown. I've got so much going on. If you even knew, oh, I know, because my life has been a little bit crazy. But that's where procrastination sets in, and we actually begin to use it as a crutch and a way to self-sabotage because it becomes an excuse. And it's one of those things that it's a tool in our toolbox. I know. Who's called it out like it is? Well, I have now. We've got to drop that tool. We've got to get it out of there because if you keep delaying what you need to be working on, where is that going to get you? You know, that dream you haven't pursued, it's not going to accomplish itself, right? It's up to you to take that first step. And it's unfortunate that procrastination often stems from fear of failure or perfectionism. But when we look at what we need to do, procrastination doesn't redefine what our next step should be, right? But we let it. And then it shifts everything. Brené Brown advises this, what we know matters, but who we are matters more. It's not about getting everything right the first time. It's not about the perfectionism. It's not about, oh my gosh, you know, if I fall two or three more times, I just don't think I can face my friends. I don't think I can face my parents. My friend, come on. Women, put on your big girl panties. I'm just saying. It's about showing up and putting in the effort. I'm doing some crazy things right now. Can I just share with you for a moment, heart to heart? I am writing a book. And I'm working to get everything done so it can get to the publisher, so they can officially approve it, reject it, where then, you know, we go to the next step. And it's always that, but, and there's a lot of buts. And the more buts that I utilize, my butt, B-U-T-T, gets bigger. Why? Because I'm sitting in my chair trying to get this done. But if I keep procrastinating, if I keep putting off what needs to be done because everything else is happening, you know what? There's just not a great time to write a book. There's not a great time to clean your linen closet. There's not a great time to sit down with your kids and play with them. There's not a great time to go and trim your bushes. Because everything we need to do doesn't happen at the best of times. It happens when we're like, oh, I just have to do it. Because if I don't, I'm going to have all the blooms. If I cut those blooms off, I'm going to lose them. Yeah, I know. I think I've lost out on my rose bushes. Why? Because life has happened and I didn't get to them. So that's my goal over the next couple of days. I got to get to my rose bushes. And I even thought, you know what? I want to, you know, plant a few new ones, a few different colors. I want to have some yellow and some lighter pinks. I've got some bright, harvesty kind of, you know, hefty pinks that are just gorgeous. But I want something a little lighter and a little brighter near our waterfall in the back. And so I'm like, maybe I'll just get out some, you know, those knockout roses and it'll be absolutely gorgeous. And then I'm thinking, but wait, I still haven't trimmed my currant bushes. Oh no, my rose bushes, I mean. If I trim those, I'm probably going to lose blooms. And I'm like, oh, but they need to be trimmed. So I'm going to go out and look. Now, I didn't really procrastinate. Life has happened, right? We've had some crazy things happen that I've had no control over. And I've had to step into things that were unplanned. Boy, it's an adventure every single day. And I am truly doing what I can. But I'm not going to let procrastination get in my way. Because I know what I need to do, and I'm doing it in a timely fashion, right? And then we've got everything else, right? If you're in the U.S., you got taxes that are coming up if you haven't already done them. And most people, majority of us, we wait. I'm still working on mine. Oh, I'll get it done. But I was talking to my husband. I'm like, I'm not there yet. And I was being honest. I'm not there yet. I'm not procrastinating, but I am looking at where I am right now in the moment so I can create my now. So I really know what I need to do next. It's not about being perfect. It's not about having all the right answers. It's about saying, you know what? I'm ready to shoot for the moon. And even if I miss, I'll land amongst the stars. Les Brown said that. A motivational speaker. Man, sometimes we need that every single day in our ear, don't we? Sometimes we just have to shoot for the moon and pray we land amongst the stars, because you will. My grandson, I know I talk a lot about him, but he is absolutely precious. And you'll know, if you don't have grandchildren yet, oh, just you wait, your first one. And then it gets better, your second one. We haven't had a third yet. I'm in no rush, by the way. But it is one of those things, it's just magical. They are truly blessings. I mean, my children, oh, they were blessings. Five of them, all single, every single one of them. I mean, just blessings. And so now we're to grandchildren. I'm like, oh, wow. Like your heart just grows bigger and bigger and bigger. It does. But we're watching Minions right now. He is stuck on Minions. I do not know why. But I'm like, well, there could be other creatures he'd be rather watching, and I would rather him look at something that's really fictional, that's pretend, and I can tell him and help him understand what pretend is. But I kind of, you know, when I think about shooting for the moon, and if you miss, you'll land amongst the stars, that's kind of what some of those Minions do in some of their little shorts that they have out there. It's like they just kind of shoot for the moon, and well, nope, they land amongst the stars. Can you imagine if you actually would go forward with your dream, your current dream, not the one that was like decades ago? Now you might be able to still do that. I have a few of those old dreams. Yeah, I'm not pulling them out. They're gone. It's fine. And I don't beat myself up about it. I'm not mad or sad or anything. It was, there's a time and a place, a season for everything. And it's time to move on. What are you doing to move on? Spring has officially sprung. Roll up your sleeves, my friend. Come on. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Take the moment and make it perfect, meaning create your now. It's about excellence. It's about moving forward. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Remember, perfection is an illusion. Reminds me back to the Minions. I don't know why. It's because I've probably been watching them the last 3 days about nothing about Minions. And they have this one that's this whole series called Illumination. And it's kind of like perfection is an illusion, right? Perfection gives us this illusion that everything is going to be all bright and it's illuminated in the stars and everything just lays out perfectly. And everything that you played over and over in your head when you were literally dreaming about your dream, wow, amazing. But reality strikes and it's like, nope, progress is real. And it's about taking those small steps each day towards your goals. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I don't care how fast you want to go. Are you going? Stop making excuses. Stop sitting here and saying, oh, someone else is going to do it. I mean, I just know they are. No, excuses only serve to hold you back and limit your potential. All right? You were created on purpose for a purpose to walk in greatness. So face your challenges head on with determination and grit. Right? It's time to ditch the CRAP, the challenges, rejections, what is it? Adversities and problems. Ditch the CRAP. They're going to happen anyway. So stop harboring all of this. I can't go forward. I get it. I have been stuck in so many things and I feel like I have been literally hitting my head against a brick wall and walls that have holes in it, not created by my head, but all the stuff that I've been dealing with. And I'm like, this is just unfair. Yeah, you're right. It is unfair. But I can stand in that slump of it's unfair, or I can continue moving forward. What do you call it for you? Are you willing to stop making excuses? Are you willing to say, you know what? Yeah, I can be determined. I can find that grit. I can roll up my sleeves and do what I need to do. You've got to find that strength within you to accomplish great things. But it all comes with what? The first step, and then the next, and the next, and the next. Napoleon Hill once said, the starting point of all achievement is desire. What do you desire, my friend? What is it? What are you willing to work for? Or maybe I should ask the question, what are you willing not to work for? Because sometimes we stick with the knots before we stick with the, this is what I want. It's time to seize the day, to embrace what's right in front of you with confidence and determination. Can you imagine walking into the room going, yep, I got this, even though you may not have it? And no, it's not fake it till you make it. It's, I know where I'm going. And this step is a step I'm supposed to take right now. Everything else, well, we'll take it on the next step. But right now, this is where I'm at. That's what you need to do. Take that first step today and watch as little windows and doors begin to open. Opportunities peek around the corner. And guess what? Your dreams, yeah, they become more of a reality. So go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Hey, roll up those sleeves. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.